I'm speaking via Zoom today with Dan Alcott, music director of the Oak Ridge Symphony, and I just wanted to catch up a little bit on everything that's happening at the ORCMA offices since we're not able to do our regular concert interviews and chats. It's good to talk to you today and see you digitally.
Yeah, it's wonderful to be here. I'm well versed in Zoom technology.
I think we all are getting to that point for sure. So orchestras and performing arts organizations everywhere have had to cancel performances due to the COVID-19 pandemic. How many concerts has ORCMA had to cancel?
Our final concert of the season for the orchestra would have been May 2nd, which would have been our final orchestra concert. And then we had a chamber music artist who canceled in mid-March before really everything had shut down, but he was on his way back to South America to get home as things were increasing. So we were really lucky that in a way, we had the busiest February of our existence, I think. We had so many wonderful things going on. I mean, our organization, this was our 75th anniversary season. So we got through this big rush of events, including a wonderful concert in celebration of African American History Month. And then we had our Rock to Bach event. We had a chorus event, all these wonderful things that happened in February. We were ready to fall down in March anyway and just take a breather. And then this all started kind of happening, and we slowly receded into a kind of a stasis. And you know, like many organizations, we started out with a delay of our final concert. And at this point, we're not able to finish our season this way. We're kind of retooling every week or every few weeks as we're meeting and our executive committees are meeting, just so that we're ready to spring into action as a great community arts organization when things open up. But we miss music, and I miss musicians. I'll say personally, as a conductor, you know, one of my favorite things that my life has been built around is working with musicians. And that's not just about the concerts. I love rehearsing. I love working with these talented people. So I had to cancel 5 concerts of my own in the last 6 weeks of the year with 4 different orchestras. And so for me personally, it's a blow, you know, and I'm frequently pretty thankful for the work that I do, but it made me realize how much I love the musicians that I work with and the organizations who support them.
Yeah, yeah, because you're also at the Bryan Symphony Orchestra.
Right, and then you have the University Orchestra at Tennessee Tech, mm-hmm. and then the Tennessee Philharmonic in Murfreesboro.
Right, yeah. So what have you been doing in the meantime, and what have the Oak Ridge Symphony musicians been doing in the meantime?
Well, like many people, my first responsibility was to gather my family and our resources and figure out what was the safest thing for all of us to do. Meanwhile, I also teach cello lessons. So I set up a cello studio in my basement, a video studio. And I think a lot of musicians are doing just what I've been doing, is we've figured out how to use Zoom so that we can continue teaching. People are recording music. And one of the great things that I've benefited from, and I'm sure you have as well because you know so many musicians, is that musicians have poured themselves out online, recording and sharing music more than ever. Musicians have been so generous. I've probably been watching more concerts and more performances than I usually, first of all, I don't have time usually. This is one thing we all have time for. Mm-hmm. And I'm just struck by the generosity of musicians and what we're finding online. So that's the next phase for us, is that we're developing ways and using some grant money that we've received to make sure that we connect our musicians to our audience. You know, we can't compete with the Berlin Philharmonic has opened their concert library. They have a subscription online service that you can pay for that I watched through the university and use that to teach. And they opened that up for a free month subscription for people. The Oak Ridge Symphony and most orchestras in the United States cannot compete with the Berlin Philharmonic on that. We should all just watch, you know, if we want to watch Mahler 2 with Berlin Phil for free, that's a great thing.
Right.
But what we can do is we can connect and maintain a connection with our musicians, with our specific audience. And so that's what we're developing now, is ways for some of our musicians to reach out to our subscriber base. You know, one of the things about the Oak Ridge Symphony is that this is the longest continually performing orchestra in Tennessee. So this was our 75th anniversary season. Nobody else has continued for 75 years straight in the States. Mm-hmm. this community knows how to pull together. And the support that we've enjoyed from the Oak Ridge community is so unique and continues to be unique. You know, we want to maintain that connection.
Absolutely. So it sounds like maybe some things are in the works, like videos from orchestra members.
Right. Gonna, you know, maybe some musical content, but take this opportunity for our audience to learn a little bit more about some of our musicians who have been connected to us for a long time. You know, audiences come to concerts and they see musicians and they even kind of feel like they have a connection to them. They don't know that much about these people sometimes. So I've developed a series of questions so that some of our musicians can give a little bit more profile, their connection to our orchestra and, you know, favorite memory with our orchestra, because that's something an audience doesn't get to know necessarily. So we're trying to create a very specific kind of contact with them, because like I said, we're not the Berlin Philharmonic. We shouldn't try and connect in the same way worldwide that an orchestra like that would.
And I know that you have been creating a couple of YouTube videos, sort of like a pre-concert chat. Tell me more about those.
Well, I regularly give a concert preview lecture series through Oracle, which is the Oak Ridge Institute of Continued Learning. So my last class was canceled. We always do this when we have a Saturday or Sunday concert. The Monday previous to that, I always give a lecture at Oracle, and that takes place on the campus of Roan State in Oak Ridge. So I created my normal lecture through a series of videos and video links so that we were able to send that out to our entire email list, and people were able to either click through to YouTube and just watch the whole thing play, or there were pictures that said, oh, here's a sing-along of Finlandia in a public square, and so people could just click through.
And there is really a lot of great content on ORCMA's YouTube channel. I went to go check that out, and there's many, many recordings of concerts, symphony concerts, chorus concerts, and some of the chamber music concerts. So I invite our listeners to go check that out.
Right. If you just go to YouTube and search Oak Ridge Civic Music Association, and we have a wonderful YouTube channel that has a lot of content on there. And we're thankful to Jim Rome, who is our board president, who is also kind of a audio and video file. He really does a great job of high quality video and audio recordings.
And orchestra really is a reflection of its community, or should be anyway. And I just love the music that you had programmed for the season opener, the Dr. Atomic Symphony to reflect the scientific community of Oak Ridge, and selections from South Pacific and Victory at Sea to reflect the symphony's founding during the Second World War. During this time when all of us are feeling so separated from our community, what role does the symphony play in that? Or perhaps on a larger scale, what role does music play in that, in connecting with the community and in keeping the community connected, you know, at a time when you can't normally do what you do, which is to share music with a live audience?
Right. There's a couple of things. One, thank you for reflecting on that concert, because first of all, it was such an appropriate selection of music for Oak Ridge. It is the job of an orchestra to be reflective of its community. If we weren't making a serious effort to do that, then we should just hire a bus and load it up and send people to Knoxville or Nashville or Atlanta to go to concerts. But that's not what we do. What we're doing is we're working hard to support musicians in our community who are then educators and performers, and keeping the level of live music in East Tennessee at a great level, but also reflecting our community. So our February concert, where we had pre-concert activities at the Scarborough Community Center, and where we've reached out with in education, where we do a free concert for families in the fall, these are tailored specifically to the Oak Ridge community. So we want to celebrate that connection. I remember the tragedy of 9/11, and I was working in Atlanta at that time, and Atlanta shut down. And I remember the silence and the clarity of the sky. And I remember the tenuousness of my work situation at that time. I was working for Atlanta Ballet, and we were mounting a major new production, and everything shut down. And I remember how people sought out the solace of community and music, and how celebrated music was at that time. As people came together, it was the one thing that brought them together. And I look forward to that time again. And it may not be live music right now, but people are really busy online. And so I think our job as an organization is to stay in contact, provide content in the way that we can. We're also working on some educational outreach so that we can help public school teachers, whatever we can do to kind of keep the plates in the air, you know, that we're all juggling, so that when things come back to a new normal, we're really ready to go. But we have things to do right now, and we're probably going to rely more on our subscriber base right now to kind of keep us going in that way, so that, again, we're ready as soon as we have a reasonable way to have live music together. We'll do that. Maybe outdoors, it may be with space seating, it may be that a vaccine comes along, whatever. We're going to be ready to make music, and we're going to be sharing music up until that point.
One final question. As we've mentioned previously, this season was the 75th anniversary of the Oak Ridge Civic Music Association. I'm sure this is not the way that you envisioned the season to end, but this symphony has endured and survived many challenges. Could you talk about some of those?
Yeah, I mean, again, just getting back to the point that if you think about what's gone on in the United States for 75 years, and that this orchestra has maintained this association all the way through, starting with, you know, Oak Ridge was in a way invented to solve a problem, and that within a year or months, that they had contributed largely to the development of atomic weapons and to moving toward an end to the Second World War. And that while that was going on, before Oak Ridge was, and I've been told this many times by people who've been in Oak Ridge a long time, before Oak Ridge had sidewalks, they had a symphony orchestra, that it was that important to this community, and that the people in the community participate in something that elevated. And this is a really wonderful thing. And when you look through the archives and you see the world-class musicians and composers and people who have been a part of that, and we were lucky to have some family members of the founding conductor come back and visit us at the beginning of the season. And they were shocked to see and hear what a vibrant, wonderful organization this was. I'm really lucky to work with the great musicians that we have in East Tennessee to do this. And we're going to continue doing that. We've faced challenges. We've had economic downturns. We've come through it. There are a lot of people in the orchestra industry where we've seen real challenges, financial challenges. But the thing that brings us together is the reason that we're here. It actually makes it a little bit stronger. What we're doing is so important that it's actually almost easier or more essential to get it going again when we've had challenges. And that's exactly what we're going to do for our audience and for our wonderful musicians.
Absolutely. Maestro Dan Alcott, thanks for talking with me today. I hope to see you in the concert hall very soon.